for I have gone with a multitude. I went with him to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise for the multitude that keep holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thine God. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, thy soul is cast down within me, therefore will I remember thee from the hand of Jordan, land of Jordan, and of the Hamorites and the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy ways and thy pillars are gone over me. Yet the Lord will open his loving kindness in the daytime, and the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God, listen to this, of my life. Boy, I see it right there. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go a mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thine God. For I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Also reading in Lamentations, we go back over again, probably record, but Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 21 through 27. Lamentations chapter number 3, Lamentation of Jeremiah, right out of the book of Jeremiah. These verses here, enough to make them want to shout. Lamentation chapter number 3, verse number 21 says, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It's good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. But what did Jeremiah, Lamentations, Jeremiah, you know what he was saying all this before this? It was all he was going through with, all that was against him, what he was up against, pressure, persecution. Oh, they didn't want to hear the word, no. But he said, I'm going to recall in my mind. He said, because I'm going to call in my mind. He tells us why he got hope. Now, I'd like to share with you a little bit this morning on simply going back. I'll be coming back over a little bit back to chapter 42 of the book of Psalms. On simply, he's our help. He's our hope. And he is something else. What is it? Help, hope, and healer. That's what he said right in this passage of Scripture. Would you pray with us? Father, bless the reading of your word this morning. We know how powerful your word is. You said it would return void, but it would accomplish that that's pleasing to you. All power, Father, in your word, as much as it was when you spoke it. I pray you quicken it this morning to our hearts and our lives. Speak to us and through us. Glorify your Son. Confirm your word. I pray you'd speak to every one of us here this morning. You know the need in every one of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, you ever heard somebody say sometime you got to talk to yourself? Psalmist did, didn't he? He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thine God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. But you know what he said in the beginning of this chapter number 42? He said, my heart panteth after the as a heart panteth after the water brooks. So panted my soul after thee, O God. It's like a deer, like a one been a running. And was, I mean, you get to running and hassling, and they was panting and hunting somewhere to get some water. God said, I'm thirsting after, he said, I'm thirsting after God. He's thirsting at him. My soul thirsted for God, the living God. Well, there God is a living God, isn't he? He's living. He's alive. We're not serving a dead God, so we ought to be thirsting. The Bible said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst at our righteousness, for they what shall be filled. And I'll tell you what, I keep telling people to drink more water. They say, I'm not thirsty. I want to tell you something. If you follow some of us around, you'll get thirsty, and you can drink some water. It's hard to eat if you're not hungry. It's hard to drink if you're not thirsty. And so that's why sometimes we ought to pray the prayer, God, stir up a thirst in our heart and a thirst in our soul for the living word and thirsting for the living God. That's what the psalmist said. I'm thirsty for God, for the living God. He's going through I don't know what all. He even says, when shall I come and appear before God? He couldn't wait to come to be before God. He said, I have been going to the house of God with a multitude to praise God and appear before God. I can't wait till I can go again. Hallelujah. That's the way it is if you hunger for God. You can't wait to get with God's people in a multitude to cry unto God, get in his presence and ask him to visit us and meet with us. Thank God. Do we have that hunger? Do we have that thirst for him? He's had it. He said his tears were his meat. He couldn't even eat. He was in the place. He was fasting and praying. He said by tears he was crying out unto God day and night. The people were saying to him, making fun of him, said, where's your God? Do you know this world is looking at the church today? God, I'm looking at us and they're saying to us, Brother Billy, they're saying, what? They said, where's your God? You're talking about God? What he can do? Where is he? I'm telling you, we need God to manifest his power and his grace and his glory and his manifesting his power and his power like never before. People are saying, where is God? I'm telling you, he's still on the throne. He's still ruling. He's still reigning. We need him in our presence more than ever before. We need to hunger for him, thirsting for him. Oh, yeah. He said he went to the multitude. Then he said to his soul, oh, my soul, why in the world are you cast down? Oh, I want to say, if you hear this morning discouraged, if you hear this morning cast down, I will tell you something. Hope in God. There's still hope. You ever feel like sometimes one fella said he'd get the money grubs? Or you get down and out, get discouraged, depressed, or whatever you want to call it. I want to tell you something. Talk to yourself. Listen, you got to talk to your own self. Or let God send somebody to stir you up and encourage you. But I want to tell you something. The psalmist said, what time I was afraid, he said, I cried unto God. He said, oh, I'm here. I need some help. He said, verse number 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope, thank God. There's a hope that we have. You know what? Faith tells the soul what Christ has done for us. And hope's telling the soul what he's going to do for us. He came the first time. Thank God we got faith in his atoning death, in his resurrection, and his sending back to heaven. And hope's telling us he's coming again. I look looking through the Bible to several places over and over again. We know what hope is. According to the book of Hebrews, one verse in Hebrews said, well, hope, which is the anchor of our soul. Hope is the anchor of our soul. Peter talks about it being a living hope. A living hope. Titus talks about it being the blessed hope. That's the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over and over again, it talks about a righteous hope. It talks about a living hope. Over and over it talks about the hope. What's your hope this morning? I'm telling you, without Christ there's no hope. Thank God there's hope beyond this world and beyond this time that we're living in now. What did he tell them when they were bearing the love and sorrow, not as others? What?
which have no hope. Listen, I'm telling you, if you don't have no hope, and if you just have hope in this life only, listen, in Christ you're most miserable. Thank God there's hope beyond this life in Christ that'll stir your soul and get you out of the distress and depression. However they will live it in, no matter what the stock market does or the money fails, whatever happens, it's going to happen down the road. I still hope in God. Still hope in God. He'll help you. What did he say? Hope thine God, for I will shall yet praise him for the help, listen to this, of his countenance. How about the countenance of God? That's what we need on us. Hallelujah. And he gave us help. Sure will. The help of his countenance calls your face to shine upon us and calls a countenance of God. I'll tell you, if a countenance of God gets on us, it is, ours will sure look a lot different. You believe that? Moses came down off of that mountain. They couldn't even look at him. Why? He'd been up there with God. The glory of God was on him. His countenance, his help, it'd help us. It'd help you. It'd help you out of your despondency. It'd help you out of your discouragement. It'd help you out of your despair. I'm telling you, God's countenance will help you. How come it was that Peter could stand there and just let him stone him like that? You know what he said his countenance was doing? Shining like the face of an angel. Countenance of God. Yes. How about our countenance? Well, can people tell we walk in with God? Thomas said, I'm going to yet praise him. I'm going to praise him for the help that he's given me through his countenance. I'm going to tell you something. You can pretty well look on someone's countenance and tell what's on the inside. You truly so can. You can tell. It's out of the abundance of the heart the man speaketh. And that countenance on the outside has got to start a work on the inside. It's like the psalmist said here, he's a God of my life. That's what I live for. Every week there's some sad people in this country. And there's some glad ones. Depends on the circumstances. Depends on if our team won out or the team didn't win. Isn't that true? I won't call no names. The other day, someone told me something was hiding out. Something had happened. Team lost. But I'm here to tell you today, ours always wins. He's always the same. I can tell you how you can be happy. If you want to pull for them, pull for both of them, and whichever wins, it won't make no difference. And you know what I'm pulling for? My God. He's my Lord. He's my help. You want to help me through the troubles of this life and the trials that we face and the afflictions? It's a help of his countenance. It's God's grace and his mercy shining upon us. Helps me.
He said, I'm in the deep, boy. I'm telling you, the billows are going all over me. I like verse number 8. But the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. In the night, his song shall be with me. Whew. That's why, where's that other verse? He giveth songs in the night. Glory to God. You know what he said? The Lord commanded his loving kindness. Thank God. He'll command it. He didn't say it might or helps, it might come by. He commanded to come. Thank God when he commands it, it's so. It comes to pass.
And God said he commanded loving kindness. Hope thine God. There's your hope. There's your help in God. He said, I'll give you loving kindness in the daytime. I see it every day. Living it every day. Walking it every day. God bless the Lord of my soul. Bless him. Why? I'm walking in it. Daytime is loving kindness. And he gives me a song. Shall be with me. At night his song shall be with me. In my prayer, it says, unto God of my life. That's my life. That is my life. And God commands his loving kindness, and he gives me a song in the night. You can praise him. You can praise him. Nighttime comes, not only just nighttime when the sun goes down, but it may be a dark night, maybe a dark day. But I want to tell you something, God can still give you a song. Never get hearing Brother Joe Parson preach. He was old then, been gone to the Lord a long time. Donnie, you've heard him. He's preaching about a young couple. Lost a little child. Was still in the high chair, and he wouldn't eat supper with him. And said to the little high chair sitting there empty. But he said, you know, God is so good. So right outside the window, a bird had built a nest. You know what that bird was doing? Brother Joe said he was singing for him. They was in a dark valley, couldn't sing in their heart at that particular time, but God sent him a bird to sing for him. I'm going to tell you something. God is a help. He'll help you go through your darkest valley. He'll help you go through your trying this time. You have to send a bird to sing for you until you get your song back in your heart. He commands his loving kindness. He gives you mercy. He gives you a song in the night. You know, ever noticed? I don't know about you. You ever noticed maybe you just get a song on your heart sometimes? It'd be the one. You might not have thought about it for a long time. But you may be going through some troubles and trials and tests, and all of a sudden, here comes a song. Where'd that come from? Did come from God. Come from him. The other day I was singing, it had to come back to me before I could think of it now, but a song I remember we used to hear it, we was riding back and forth in the early 70s to church. The song just come on my heart just like it was yesterday. And you know what? I called to remembrance, and God blessed my heart just from that song. Oh, I wasn't going to sing in no wonderful way, but because it's in my heart. I was giving praise and glory to God because he's God. He commanded love and kindness daytime. Give me a song in the night. He said, I was saying to God my rock. Oh, he thought he'd been forgotten, but you know what? God hadn't forgotten him. Sometimes God let us go through some tests and trials where we'll cry out into him. Look at verse number 11 now. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thine God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Not only is he our help, not only is his countenance our help, but our countenance, listen, our countenance, the help of our countenance is God. Our help is from him, of him, through him. Our help comes from him. I have to give him every praise and every glory for every ounce of strength I ever had and still got and going to even have in the future. Every bit of it. If some of you sitting here this morning hadn't been for the mercy of God, you just like me, you wouldn't been here. God's brought you here. Somebody's been through some tough times, some troublesome times, trying times. But God, it is mercy. I see one raising their hand back there. It is mercy. He's still on the throne. So he is the help of my countenance. I'll praise him because he's the health of my countenance. We need spiritual health, and we're going to work for God. We need at least a certain amount of physical health. Right? Thank God for that. Our countenance is healthy because of Him. He's the only one that can do it. Comes from Him. Our strength, our healing. Why do we pray for one another? Exactly that. Amen. We pray for one another because of that. Now go with me just a few moments back to, not back to, but forward to Lamentations. I want to look at these verses just a few moments before we close this morning. While we're still thinking of our help, health, our help, and our hope. Our hope. Lamentation chapter number 3. Look at these verses just a few moments. My soul, verse number 20, hath them still in remembrance, and is humble in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. He's going through all this trouble they've been talking about. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to call to mind. And he tells us what he's bringing to his mind, what he's remembering. You know what? Thank God for being able to remember some things. Huh? He said, verse number 22, it is the Lord's mercies. It is of the Lord's mercy that they were not consumed. Why are we not consumed? The mercy of the Lord. He said, because his compassions fail not. He's a merciful God. That's the reason we're not consumed. And his compassions fail not. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to hope. I'm hoping. This is what gives me hope. What gives me hope? Know that the mercies of God that we not consume. Because His compassions fail not, they don't fail. We can and do, but He don't. They are new every morning. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. The new every morning. I don't care what you may face. God's got new mercies and compassion for you. Every day. Can you imagine having something new every morning? You know, sometimes we struggle as pastors and preachers. Say, well, we need something maybe new this morning. New next week. Or we studied something new. But this is what God got something new for us. Every morning. Amen. His mercy. He didn't lie yesterday. It's still alive today. His compassion's not going to fail. Didn't fail yesterday. Won't fail today. And the morning time comes, it'll still be new. Hallelujah. Great is our faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. And right there, if you get that settled, you'll be all right. What is your portion? Somebody said, I don't know what my portion is, this or that, and another. I want to tell you something. God's big enough for us to be all of our portion. You don't have to divide Him up with nobody. You may be getting an inheritance of God one and just divide it up. You're getting a portion of it, part of it. But I want to tell you something. The Lord is what? Hey, man, He's all our portion, I guarantee you. The Lord is my portion, except my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him. What's his soul saying? He's talking to himself. He said, oh, the Lord's my hope. His compassion don't fail. His mercy don't fail. They knew every morning. And therefore, I got hope. Hope. Got hope today. I'll have hope in the morning, Lord willing. Listen at verse 25. The Lord's good unto them that wait for Him. Wait on the Lord. He shall renew thy strength. Wait on Him. On the Lord. Hey, good. Wait on Him. It says, good that a man should. It says, verse 25, wait on them
is good to them, wait on him, to the soul that seeketh him. We wait on the Lord and we seek the Lord. Seek him while he may be found. Call on him while he's what? He's near. Then what it said in verse 26, it's good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Just hope and wait. I'm waiting. I'm hoping. I'm looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing how God works miraculously and wondrously if we just wait on him? Sure is. Can you imagine what Job went through with? Would you ever thought, naturally, humanly speaking, him that lost everything he had, lost his children, lost his cattle, his houses, and everything else he had, who'd ever thought he'd have been twice as rich and twice as blessed at the end as he was when he was sitting creeping himself with boils on him? That's mercies of God. Who'd ever thought Joseph, sold into the land of Egypt as a slave, taught in prison? Who'd ever thought he'd been on the throne? Listen, but God said he would. I can't help but believe all that time he knew that prophecy, he knew that dream, he had hope it was coming to pass. Sure did, didn't he? I believe that. What did he say here? It's good to the man that he bear the yoke in his youth. Yesterday was at the funeral, had a funeral yesterday. Miss Ann's brother's daughter, 40 years old, died suddenly. No wonder Ecclesiastes said, remember thy Creator. When? In the days of thy youth. No promise of tomorrow. No promise of a long life. So he said, you need to bear the yoke in your youth. I'll tell you what, if you start young, be a lot of things you can head off down the road. Give your life to God young in your youth, remembering. Before the evil days come, before the grasshopper becomes a burden, before those mourners go about in the streets, before a man goes to his long home, remember the Creator. Bear the yoke in the youth. Serve God, love God, and walk with him for the glory of God. Remember, save yourself a lot of heartaches, a lot of trouble, a lot of pain, if you remember God. Serve him and love him. Who'd ever thought? Listen. Who'd ever thought? The Apostle Paul, you think about him. You think about one persecuting the church, hauling them in. There when he stoned Stephen, they laid his clothes and at his feet. Naturally speaking, who'd ever thought he'd been the preacher? He was. But God. Who'd ever thought? Some people think that about you, think that about me. Who ever thought? But look what God did and can do. There's hope. There's help. There's health in God. Who'd ever thought Lazarus? 4 days. When his sister said, Lord, he stinketh by now. Naturally, normally speaking, who'd ever thought? Listen, he'd come out of that grave. But Jesus. But Jesus. Who'd ever thought they'd seen him sitting back at the table eating with them? But he did. Who'd ever thought that you'd been sitting there living a different life now than you used to live? But God had mercy on you. Who'd ever thought Nebuchadnezzar? God put him out. The king Nebuchadnezzar, you know what happened to him? God put him out. Eat grass like an ox. Until he came to himself and knew that the Lord God reigneth.
Who'd ever thought they'd be back in the kingdom? Back sitting on the throne again. But God. You know, God can get you in the place where he can talk to you. You can't out-talk God. You can't outrun God. You can't get away from him. You say, how you know? I tried it. I had to surrender. Long time ago. I'm so glad I did. Found the best life that you'll ever find. Because God is my life. He sure is. You ever thought Jonah had been in the bales well in the bottom depths of that sea? Naturally, normally speaking, would you ever thought he'd been back in Nineveh preaching? But he did. Where have you been? Where have you run to? God's mercy is still there. New every morning. God could take Jonah. He went around about way. But see, he actually wound up right where God told him to go to start with. That's God's mercy. God's grace. God's compassion. God's love. Ever flowing for the glory of God. Oh soul, why are you cast down? Oh soul, why are you cast down? He's our help. He's our hope. And he's our health. He's all. And he's new every morning. God's got something for you new. Every day. I'm looking for it. I love to see it. Enjoy his presence. Because he's got something for us every day. Would you stand with me this morning?